If you love dogs, you know that they require time and attention. And as an owner, you have to deal with the poop. A Milwaukee suburb is trying a warm and fuzzy approach to keeping it out of the local waterways. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz brings us this story.
It's early Tuesday evening in a small plaza next to Shorewood's Village Hall. A half dozen dogs of various sizes, breeds, and mixtures can hardly contain themselves. Carefully leashed by their owners, the dogs long to play. But they're here as finalists in the Shorewood Loves Dogs campaign. It's about more than spreading warm feelings. Shorewood boasts its water-rich location, the Milwaukee River to the west, Lake Michigan to the east. The winning dog will serve as mascot in a campaign to prevent waste from washing into sewers and waterways. Bonnie Pedraza is a member of the Village Parks Commission and is one of seven judges sizing up the contenders.
And we managed to get some kids to come so we'd see how the dog would react with kids. We want a dog that's photogenic, and we want one that will represent the city in a good way. So I've taken a few notes on what I think is important and who did well and who maybe needs more work.
Fellow judge Ellen Ekman says the dog who wins the mascot competition will be the face of an education campaign designed to encourage good behavior among dog owners.
We love the dogs. It's not their problem. It's their owners. I mean, I'm not saying that they're a problem. We want them to be responsible owners, and most of them are. Almost all of them are. Our job is to educate them to make sure they know what the ordinances are.
Shorewood already has restrictions on dogs running loose on the beach or in parks. But even more pressing than where the animals tread is the delicate issue of dealing with their waste. Kay Dunleavy, who came up with the mascot idea, says the environmental challenge is daunting.
There's 73 million dogs in the United States. They generate 40 billion pounds of waste a year. Only a fraction of that is picked up. When it rains, it goes into our waterways, period.
The village wants owners to choose more sustainable options, scoop up the dog waste, properly compost it, or even better, flush it down the toilet. On Tuesday, the people who own the finalists in the mascot contest made their case for why their dog should be the face of the educational campaign. Kyra Mueller thinks Therissa, who appears to be a shepherd mix, would win over Sherwoodians. The military veteran focused on the dog's loving nature.
I've got PTSD from the military, and she's always by my side, and she just loves me. She looks at me all the time, and wags her tail.
Tasha Weston talked up her rescue dog, Mika, who came all the way from Louisiana.
She has one floppy ear, and we don't know exactly what she is. Caramel eyes. She's a really good dog.
Weston, who happens to work in the marketing field, thinks the mascot idea is a clever way to convince dog owners to stop and think about where they dispose of their pet's poop.
Yeah, I think it's always good to find an outlet to, you know, let the public know about better ways to be healthy and healthy for our families. And it's really smart to do it this way because it's fun and also engaging, and it's a great way to educate people.
Since our meeting earlier this week, Weston learned the judges chose Mika as Shorewood's mascot. Organizers hope as posters featuring the dog pop up around the village and residents meet Mika at guest appearances, more dog owners will take the environmental hazard of pet waste in waterways seriously. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.